No, I'm disappointed, obviously, but at the same time, give Morgan State credit for working hard, making big shots. They deserve a lot of credit. The big guy they got eligible 3 games ago, I think makes a pretty big difference in their team. Gives them really good size to keep a big man in there and rotate him through the lineup, and they did a good job. We didn't run our offense properly once we had the lead there in the second half. We settled for jump shots, and when you shoot 1 for 14 from the three-point line, that's a pretty good indication of maybe you should be doing something else with the basketball. And we shoot 12 for 15 again from the line, but you only get there 15 times, so you don't take advantage of what you're really good at, which is shooting free throws. You don't get fouled in three-point shot opportunities. So, we were trying to get the ball to the basket, but we didn't do it. Of course, when you have 21 turnovers, that's a lot of times, you're not getting a shot off. And, we paid the price for that. It's a shame, but at the same time, you can't dwell on it with 16 league games coming up. We have to come in tomorrow and practice. That's the big thing now, is have a good practice tomorrow. And this won't be talked about. It'll all be about Georgia Tech at practice tomorrow. Any questions?
Go ahead, Patrick.
I never felt really comfortable because we weren't playing during that stretch when we took it out to 14. We played at a good level like we've been playing, but that was 5 minutes. That was probably the 5 minutes that we played, as well as we can and should play.
You've had some of these games here over the last couple of weeks where it's been, maybe 5-10 minutes of really good plays.
Right.
Were you afraid that something like this could happen based on that?
Well, until you get to where you're playing, at a very high level for all 40 minutes or at least close to 40 minutes, that's always a possibility, and we got caught tonight with a team that made some big shots, and, played with a lot of poise, and when we had to, run some really good plays, we settled, for the first open shot, and it really hurt us. So, we can't get away from the fact that we have to pass the ball very well. We missed some shots inside that we should make, but we've done that all year. So, this is our 14th game, so we have to accept the fact that, that can happen. But if you run good enough offense, play good enough defense, we've proven, that we can win. So that's what we have to do.
Gary, you called your final timeout with 2 minutes, about 2 minutes left to play. Was there any concern that you might want to have that timeout in the final minute? And also in the final minute, who is it on the floor that's making the decisions on running the offense? Was it Eric?
I'm making the decisions from the bench when it plays in front of me. And your criticism at every press conference is picked up by me. And the reason I called timeouts was to try to stop their run and get us in a position I expect our guys to be able to play. When you're on the free throw line in the second half with a team in front of you, it's just like having a timeout. You can get whatever message you need across to the players. So I wasn't concerned about that. We just didn't make shots and didn't execute our plays rather than not knowing what to run or something like that.
Go ahead, Keith.
Gary, with the foul trouble, early, John Dave, you know, the
other one? Dave was good. He scored. He was probably our most consistent scorer out there tonight. We had some matchup problems with their size, which we didn't do a great job with in giving Dave help like we were supposed to. And I think the last 5 minutes, the big thing was if we did get in there and give help, there was no rotation. In other words, we didn't get out, and rotate around when they kicked the ball out of the post. And a couple of those jump shots they made were as a result of that.
Coach, can you talk about the Morgan State defense? They didn't allow y'all to come inside too much as y'all wanted to?
Yeah, I think they did a good job. I would have liked to try to get inside more against them, but we seemed to settle for jump shots before we really tried to probe the defense. But they did a good job. I mean, they were smart. They stayed in front of us, and I think that bothered us tonight. It really did.
Coach, it seemed like you made more consistent moves
Well, the one thing about pressure defense, you really get exposed if you're not working hard. I mean, the press was one thing, but after we scored a couple times, they just threw it to half court, took it down, and scored against us. Whether we were pressing or not pressing, you know, we weren't getting back at all. So that's something we have to look at, because Georgia Tech obviously will do the same thing, you know, on Saturday.
Coach Holmes, their number 11 shooting guard, had a decent game against you guys last year. Tonight. He seemed kind of inspired out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he's, you know, a lot of these guys could play anywhere. You know, they have a lot of redshirt freshmen there, and, you know, they sat out a year and they're ready to play. You know, they're ready to go. So they're good. I mean, a lot of those guys are good. They've played teams tough. You know, we just had our opportunity in the second half to put the game away, and we didn't do it, and we paid for it tonight.
One or two more? That's it.
There's one back there.
Oh. Go ahead, Nat.
Coach, can you talk about in the first half, you had chances to make some close shots inside, so you didn't fall in up there. Are you looking at one of the factors for tonight?
Yeah, I think we missed some shots we should have made in the first half and the second half, too, down the stretch there. We missed a couple right in front of our bench that, you know, you have to score if you get the ball there. And we didn't. And it seems like every time you miss a shot like that, Morgan would go down and make a shot. So it was, you know, a big swing right there with that. And, you know, we'll keep working on it. You know, it's been a weakness for us scoring inside this year, and we just have to keep working. That's all we can do.
Thanks, folks.